9675 Stephen M. Halbert, west of Road 44, 831 feet south of Road 224, being Lot 3, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement. Is your name and address?
Matt Hilbert, Greenwood, Delaware.
Oh, a little bit.
Matt Hilbert, Greenwood, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
I don't.
Can you explain to the board your request for these variances?
Yes. I originally had a subdivision done right when I bought the property, mm-hmm. and I told my surveyor to leave me 300 feet of frontage. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about subdividing again for lots for my kids. When I went to have that done here recently, the new surveyor found that I had an overlap with my neighbor's property, which my first one obviously missed. Mm-hmm. The road frontage was only like 2 feet and something, and it's not worth going through paying them to do all the research and find out that it might be an error with my survey. It could be with theirs. Mm-hmm. And they're welcome to the property for a couple feet of frontage. It's not that big a deal. And as long as I can get the subdivision done, I'm not going to worry about doing all the research. I'll be more than happy to let them have that.
Okay. So you've had this subdivided once?
Yes, I had it right after I first got. I had it subdivided. I have my house on one. I have another lot which I have a shed on, and use it for the go kart track for the kids and all that stuff. Okay. And I'm going to subdivide the other two pieces, the other side of me, put 2 1-acre lots.
Okay.
That'll leave me 3 1-acre lots besides my house for my three kids, in case any of them want to build next to me.
Okay, so lot number 2, is that yours? That's one to the abandoned property?
Yes, lot number 2, yes.
So you need the variance on lot 3B?
3B, that's correct.
3A, okay.
Okay. When was the last subdivision?
It was 96. It was in August 96.
So there must have been a variance then to allow Lot 2 to just have...
Lot 2 originally was a 1-acre lot, just like Lot 3A is. And I've added the residual onto that.
Okay,
to make it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don, why would it show on Lot 2 that it has divided frontage, 87.44 and 62.56. I mean, it equals 150 feet.
Slight bend in the road where they map it out at.
I got you. Okay. There's an arc.
Okay. Okay. So that arch is.
Yes. You normally, that's what they're calling. If they're doing that, they're calling it in the slight bend in the road.
Okay. Thank you. That was my next question. Okay.
I knew it measured 150 feet. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't. You know, I imagine it's 2 upper, and I couldn't figure that one out.
So originally, your assumption was that you had 450 feet across the front
one time.
Yeah. Well, yes. Originally, yes. That lot 3A and 3B was not there, and I should have had 300 feet left over to subdivide.
Oh, okay.
And your lot does go wider in the back.
Yes. Yes. I think in the overlap line on the front of the road frontage was like 2 feet and something. In the back, the overlap was about 4 feet.
Okay.
Okay. So that I would certainly suggest.
There's the. You got the survey? Oh, you got the survey.
Yeah, we got that. So yeah, you better then. Okay.
Have you talked with your neighbors?
Oh, well, the ones across from me, the McBrooms, who's going to benefit from the couple feet, they keep themselves. And they're nice people, wave to them stuff, but. I think I saw him come out there and look at the sign the other day that they posted up out there.
So he's okay.
Yeah, made it.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Miller? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's suggestion that because of the situation itself presents some uniqueness and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property wasn't necessarily created by the applicant. He was relying on a survey and that would be accurate. We didn't hear it would alter the central character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,675.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9,675. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.